Another case against big business now. The federal government has filed criminal charges against W.R. Grace and seven officials of the company. They're accused of knowingly exposing mine workers and residents of Libby, Montana, to asbestos. The charges follow years of investigation and cleanup by the Environmental Protection Agency after asbestos contamination was discovered throughout the town. Kathy Witkowski reports from Montana.
The charges in the voluminous 10-count, 49-page indictment stem from a vermiculite mine and related plants that W.R. Grace operated in Libby. U.S. Attorney Bill Mercer.
We allege that as far back as the 1970s that W.R. Grace and individuals employed as officers within the corporation attempted to conceal information about the adverse health effects of their vermiculite mining operations and the distribution of vermiculite in the Lincoln County, Montana area.
Vermiculite itself isn't dangerous, but the deposit in Libby was laced with tremolite asbestos, which can cause lung disease and a particularly aggressive form of lung cancer. Dozens of deaths and illnesses have been linked to the mine. Hundreds more people have been diagnosed with abnormalities of the lungs as a result of exposure to this asbestos. And it wasn't just miners who were at risk. The dust from the operation settled around town, and the company often gave the waste material away to people for use in their gardens and to the local schools, where they were used as a surface for the running tracks and for a foundation for an outdoor skating rink. Over the years, W.R. Grace has settled numerous civil lawsuits relating to its Libby operations. But U.S. Attorney Bill Mercer says criminal charges are also warranted.
We have what I think is recognized as both an environmental and a human tragedy in Lincoln County, Montana. And given what's occurred in Libby, we think that this is a very significant prosecution to pursue.
Specifically, the government alleges that Grace knew about the health risks posed by the mining operation, mine waste, and products made from Libby vermiculite, and that they conspired to hide those facts to avoid liability and increase profits. In addition, the indictment alleges that some of the defendants violated the Clean Air Act and committed wire fraud and obstruction of justice. If convicted, the defendants could be sentenced to prison, and W.R. Grace could face a fine of up to $280 million. W.R. Grace declined a request for an interview, but in a written statement, the company said it, quote, categorically denies any criminal wrongdoing. Attorney Angelo Calfo represents former mine manager Alan Stringer, who returned to Libby as the company's Superfund representative.
This indictment is shocking in the way it overreaches in falsely portraying the facts. Alan is innocent, and he will prove so.
In Libby, the announcement of the indictments has provoked mixed reactions. Gayla Benefield lost both her parents to asbestosis and has herself been diagnosed with the disease.
I think we will have some justice, and I think a lot of people, myself included, will feel some sort of closure that knowing that their families have suffered, but at least there's someone they can hold responsible for what has happened, what has torn up their lives in this community.
In the meantime, cleanup is ongoing and could last another 5 years or more. And many residents of Libby have been focused on the future. Libby Mayor Tony Burgett says he's glad the indictments may bring closure for some people, but that they also undermine efforts to repair the town's image.
You know, there's a lot of people in the state and other places that are just scared of our community. And it's a safe, good, clean community. And this kind of opens that all back up again. So in that respect, it's kind of like, you know, it kind of get tired of being in the spotlight on a negative.
That spotlight will shine even brighter when the criminal trial begins later this year. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Missoula, Montana.